crazy hard.
You done?
No.
I...
Shenanigans and hot sauce.
Sup, bitches?
You ruined my intro.
Fuck you. You ruined my intro the first time. It's called now. Payback, bitch.
Alright, I'm Alex.
Huh?
I'm what?
I'm Alex. You're an idiot.
Oh my god, my face. I like felt like the moment it like clicked in my head.
You're so stupid. That was great. I would have gone with it. I would have said that I was Daisy just to fuck people up, but you ruined it.
You said it.
Yeah, but your face, like, I could not.
After you said it, I realized it. The reason I'm laughing so much is because I didn't even...
You didn't even think about it. It was just, I'm Alex. Oh, wait. That's not actually who I am.
I was looking at you, and then I'm like, wait. Oh, no.
That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name.
Copyrighted.
That's not...
Bitch. It is on iTunes.
Nobody's
now.
Listening to this.
It's on iTunes now. They have to check it beforehand.
gross. So do I say. After I do that.
I don't know. Nothing. You're fine.
All rights reserved. Copyright, not me.
Okay, so, I'm Daisy.
And I'm Alex. Yeah. I'm Dad. Hi, Dad.
All right, so we don't have a specific, like, day that we shoot this or put it up.
Especially since I kind of lost the recorder for a little bit.
Since it came up, like, since it came out, like, the first one till now.
Yeah, I kind of lost it. And then I found it today, and the way that I found it was, like, every stereotypical thing in a movie where, like, they suddenly realize something, but, like, something that's super important. I, like, fell back onto the counter, and I'm like... Oh my god! You know, my dad's in the other room playing video games, so he's like, what? What? He's like, you know, thinking that I, you know, caught something on fire again. And I'm like, it's nothing, nothing. So I like run and I find it. I was so happy and I'm like screaming with joy. My dad's like, shut the fuck up, your mom's sleeping.
Yeah, because she was looking for it forever.
I've been looking for it since our podcast first came out. It was kind of sad. I checked everywhere. And it ended up being in my coat pocket, but the coat that I don't normally wear that much.
Alright, so, we're gonna, you know, start most podcasts off with basic things, like, what'd you do this week, Alex? Since the last podcast.
Yeah, right, since the last podcast. I haven't really done much. I've, you know, gone to class. I skipped class for the first time.
Oh my.
Yesterday. Yesterday was Thursday, right? Yeah. I skipped class for the first time. I'm a college student. This is the first time I cut class.
Like ever?
Like ever.
Oh my god.
Like I've never cut class before. But no, my parents had this whole thing where I could, during senior year, I could skip a day and it didn't have to be on senior skip day. Whenever. Like I could skip a class or a day, like it didn't matter.
Yeah.
But I never did it because senior year I was like so fucked up that I thought I wasn't gonna graduate. So,
not fucked up like she was high.
Like fucked up like I was like, I have to get all this shit done. You know, like I was like really freaked out that, like there was a possibility that I wouldn't graduate.
In case you can't hear, we're eating. I don't know if the other parts are going to make it because we were laughing a little too much when we started talking about it.
I don't know about that, but.
Okay, but I'm done now.
Finish your soup, you crazy bitch. But yeah, so I never really took that skip day until now. Yesterday I woke up and I, like, looked to my mom because my mom was downstairs and we made omelets and stuff. And I just looked at her. I'm like, I do not want to go to class today. She's like, well, don't. I don't give a fuck. I'm like, all right, cool. So I just didn't really go to class.
Is there, like, a policy with yours, school?
It's just that since the classes are so small, mm-hmm. you know, and by small I mean, like, 40 people, but the classes are so small that every day counts for participation points in each class. Mm-hmm. So, I missed out on a few points, but my grade's fine.
That's
so.
Fine, yeah. Because with ours, like, you get a certain amount. Depends on the class. It's normally 3 or 4.
Yeah, yeah.
And after that, it's like 10%
of your grade. Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, can I just go to a school that doesn't have that?
Right. Well, you have to go to a super hella big university to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Although, when I transferred into Paul, I'm not going to skip classes. Fuck that.
It'll come to you one day, and you'll be like, no.
Right, like, no. I'm not really one to skip class unless, like, unless I'm dying. I just don't find it necessary.
Yeah.
Since I only go to school Monday through Thursday and I don't have school Friday, like, what's the real point of skipping?
And you, like, end every day at, like, noon.
Yeah, I all my classes end at 1:45 every day, so it's not, yeah, like, I'm in school all day, so, oh, I have to skip a day or else I'm gonna go insane. Like, no. Mm-hmm. I have so much time between classes. Your workload
isn't too bad.
No, not at all.
Except today, you just don't wanna...
Today I have a Brit Lit assignment due. I'm just not feeling the motivation to do it. I just can't.
How much is it worth?
10 points. Like, all assignments are worth 10 points in Brit Lit. And I do.
It's one of those, like, pretty much explain the whole thing over again.
Exactly. It's like, read the poetry and tell me what this means. Tell me how you feel about this. Like, give me a summary. Mm-hmm. I normally go to, like, schmoob.com and just look up the shit. Because I can't. Like, I thought I would like Brit Lit. Because I'm fine with reading stuff like that, but I'm
once
horrible
you take a class and
at
like
analyzing it, I just can't.
I'm like, what else is there to say?
Exactly. I enjoy reading it. I hate, like, going over it.
Mm-hmm. Because then they make you feel like you don't know the right thing.
Exactly.
You're like, I understand it, but now I feel like I don't.
And even though my teacher's like, there's no wrong answer, there kind of is.
Yeah, I mean...
you can't say there's no wrong answer because, I mean, it's an analysis. I mean, there could be different analyses, mm-hmm, but... I'm not going to be like that one person who's like, I think it's this, but it's nothing compared to anyone else.
To, like, every English teacher.
Yeah. Exactly.
What did I do?
You helped me deal with fucking OkCupid, guys.
Yeah.
That was fucked up.
I love doing that.
Oh, good God.
They're very entertaining.
Oh, my God. This is ridiculous. Horrible. I had these guys who would talk to me for, like, a good week or so, and they'd be like, oh, you know, oh, you're so sweet, or blah, blah, blah. Like, can I have your number? It'd just be easier to text on there. Yeah, sure, whatever.
Because that's, yeah. At some point, you go from the messages to the texting.
Yeah, because, I mean, I don't mind if I give you my number, but if you bother me, I'll block it. Like, there's no, right, there's no problem there. No, but the moment that I give them my number, they're like, hey, baby, send me a picture. Like, show me your butt. Like, da-da-da. What? What happened to, like, sitting here, like, giving me, like, doing pickup lines? Oh, my God. This one guy. Too many pickup lines. And he was like, put down that cupcake because you're already too sweet. I'm like, bitch, I will eat a cupcake if I want.
I was like, is that a compliment?
I'm sitting here, I'm like, are you calling me fat? And then
I thought that you like, talked about it or something, but that's how you started the conversation?
That's how we started the conversation that day. We've been talking for, like, 3 days before. But then the second one that he sent was, did the sun come out or did you just smile at me?
And I'm like, okay.
Like, okay. Bitch, I'm talking to you over an app. You can't see my face. What? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm sorry, use those when you're in person with someone, not
that's
when you're...
A little, that one's a little too corny.
I'm one of those people who thinks that pickup lines are occasionally cute and adorable, but that was just, that was a little bit too much for me. I just couldn't. What? It's just so stupid.
Right. I mean, I like the ones that are a little more subtle and a little more, like, you would actually say this in person.
Right.
Because, no, that's not okay.
Like, if you quote one of my favorite shows, then hell yes. Awesome.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Do it.
Because that they put the time into looking for that first.
Seriously. Yeah. That's what I like about this dude that I'm talking to right now,
mm-hmm,
is that he takes his time to look up how to say phrases in Dutch
that
I've been learning.
That's cool.
Like, today he sent me Happy Friday. Right. And I'm like, oh, that's so cute.
The French guy that every woman wants.
Yeah.
I still don't know what he looks
like. He's French, and I'll show you a picture later. Okay. He's French and, like,
some African language.
Nigerian. Yeah. And he said his first language is French, second language is... Can't pronounce it. It's spelled EWE. It's like a mix of, like, Nigeria and Congo sort of language. And then his third language is English. I'm like, all right, well, how are you doing?
No, I'm over here like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm so basic for you.
Right. Basic bitch. No, but, yeah, because you speak Spanish and French.
No, but I still feel basic compared to that. Like, I feel like
you're awesome, though.
I feel like compared to that, I only know English.
But you are so much better than every guy that I meet.
Thanks.
Sorry, I'm getting so distracted right now.
All right. So, what are your plans from today on?
I'm babysitting tonight. I'm babysitting two kids that I normally babysit, and my siblings, and my kids.
Your siblings.
Don't be fooled, gentlemen. I'm single, but I have two children. No, it's my devil children.
How old would you be if you were...
If
you had them?
If... Okay, I'd so still be 18.
She's 9. Well, I mean, how old would you be? How old would you be when you had them?
I would never know.
No, but, like, if you had them...
Oh, I'd be 9 and a half when I had...
That's possible.
That is possible. And then I'd be 12 when I had...
That's possible.
Yeah. My body suggests there's been some kind of... Look at all this fat. I'm still trying to work off that baby fat. Baby-induced fat. No. I love... No, I hope I have a kid like him.
Yeah.
No. So sweet.
Yeah, I'll like, bleep that out.
Yeah. Well, my brother's just a sweetheart, so I would love to have a kid like him in the future. I would think about naming my kid Killian. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah. Okay, I need to look up that kid. Apparently, I'm, like, going through all these old, like, signatures from high school that I, like, threw away.
Like, her junior year, like, her ghetto yearbook that she had going on?
Yeah, and someone named Killian says something, you know, the basic, like, oh, have a great summer, you know, your English class was cool, and I'm like, I know I knew a Killian. I do not remember him or his face.
And Daisy's very good with both, so that confused
me. It's really weird, and so now I'm looking it up.
Well, and what's even better is who doesn't love a guy named Killian?
Yeah, that's why she said it, because I was just reading these, and then she's like, what?
Well, because I said it because of Once Upon a Time.
Yeah.
Because we're huge Once dorks. That's normally when we hang out, we catch up on our episodes and stuff.
Oh, I know the Killian.
Okay, show me the Killian.
I'm not friends with him on Facebook, but I know.
Is he cute?
I don't know, maybe.
Show me the face.
Yes. I'm pretty sure this is the same guy.
Well, I can't read his handwriting, so that's all up to you.
Buddy. His last name was like,
Okay. Oh, how are you doing, Dan?
He looks better on here than I remember. Okay, what?
Wait, what? Cute.
I don't remember him looking like this.
Well, maybe he grew out of... Yes. I'm sorry. All Killians are cute. Yes!
I remember him like the first picture I just showed you.
All Wait, Killians...
I'm thinking this isn't even the guy anymore.
I don't care, because he's... Oh, my God. Yes. Yeah. Dude, I don't even care if this is the wrong Killian. Holy shit.
Wait. How do I... Okay. Woo. It says I have...
All right, I've learned something. There isn't...
I don't know.
An unattractive Killian. All Killians are attractive.
Well,
it's a rule.
Look at this one.
Oh, Jesus. Well, I'm scared now.
Okay.
Don't ruin my plans and don't ruin my ideas.
I mean, I think this one's still probably attractive for you.
So wait, if I name my child Killian, does that mean that they'll be cute?
Probably.
Good.
I mean, you probably like this Killian. She's really pretty.
She? Yes.
I mean, she's really pretty.
Oh my God, yes.
I like her name, though. Don't say it, but yeah.
Right? Decent.
I'm like... Girl.
Decent. I didn't know the girls could be named Killian. Is that actually a
That's
unisex
weird.
Name?
I know. I guess.
Whatever.
I'm trying to find...
All names are unisex nowadays. Good God.
Is that even the same
Like, name? I could name a girl James and it'd be considered a unisex name. Like, for God's sake.
Yeah, see, there's another girl.
I like the other one.
I know.
Is it kind of weird that I was planning on Killian James if I named my kid Killian?
Of course he's from New York.
Ah!
He looks like
even better.
Looks like all of his pictures. Yep, I knew it.
What? Is he fake?
I'm like, is he a little gay? I feel like he's a little gay.
Oh my God, he's so gay.
I see that.
He's so gay.
I'm like, is this picture just a hookup? And I'm like, what?
Oh.
I feel like this is.
Oh, very openly
gay. Yeah, I'm pretty
gay.
Sure he's like a porn star. I mean, I feel like this is about. Like, what? Okay.
This is like the greatest profile I've ever seen. Whoa.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Holy hell, I kind of want to, like, I kind of want to promote that profile. Be like, guys!
So many Killians that are, like, just good.
Good God. Yeah, all Killians are cute. Name your kids Killian.
Sorry, Tim.
Sorry, Tim. Sorry, not sorry.
I
Fuck
love you.
You. I don't. Anyway,
I don't know what I'm doing this week. Or what I'm doing for life.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty much just counting the days until summer. Because I get out of school May 15th. I can't wait. My birthday party is going to be sometime in June.
Oh, it's happening.
I'm just inviting all the bro tanks over to my house. The bro tanks are a group of friends. I don't know if they listen to this or not, but they're a group of friends that I hang out with at a Bible camp every summer. And we have, like, our own group chat and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But at camp, someone named us the Bro Tanks. My name is Bro Tanks Anonymous.
Oh, that's okay.
So, I never get to see them except for, like, once or twice a year, so... Yeah. They're coming over to my house sometime in the summer. Whoop. Before I go to my cruise in July.
How long is that? Like a week?
Yeah, like a week, week and a half.
Okay. I was gonna say
something. I'll be able to legally drink on a boat, but I will have no funding to do so. Right. Yeah, cocktails are like $10. Like, no.
But isn't there like a limited thing? I was like,
it's it's like $55 a day.
Oh, whoa.
Exactly. I wouldn't drink that much.
I mean, if you're gonna do unlimited. You would probably use it up to its potential, which I guess would make sense.
I just don't want to be like, shit-faced every day. Like, right. I just like to chill on a boat. Like, I love boats. The last thing I need is to suddenly, like...
Fall off the boat.
Yeah, seriously. Fell off the boat. Met a dolphin.
And I threw it on the ground.
Well, no, I mean, like, my mom is probably going to be like, here.
Right.
Like, because she does the unlimited, because she definitely has the potential of, yes, definitely. Because, you know, I'm allowed to gamble and drink on the boat, and I'm at that weird stage where I can't hang out with the teenagers anymore, but I can't really hang out with the adults.
Like the parent adults,
because, you know, that's just weird. I mean,
just find, like a party of, like, 20-year-olds.
Right? Like, I'm surely mature enough. Regardless of what some people say, but, like, I don't know. It's just weird, because the last time I went on a cruise, I wasn't old enough to be with the teenagers, but I was too old to be with the children. So now I'm going to be at a part where I'm too old to be with the teenagers, but I'm too young to be with the adults. Like, there's no perfect time to go on a cruise when you're me. Especially since it's going to be sunny, and I'm going to die.
Yes.
I'm going to roast to a crisp.
Oh, God.
I wish I could bring you with me. Stick you in my suitcase. Right?
I'd be like, give me a drink, I'm over here.
Well, and the worst part is that I'm sharing a room with my uncle.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean,
you rather do that or the kids?
Definitely my uncle. I mean, it was either my aunt or my uncle, and at the time, I didn't know that my aunt was gonna be doing, you know, a whole sober thing. So, I was like, well, you know, I don't wanna, like, get in her way or anything, I don't wanna, like, poop on her parade or whatever. So I'm like, I'll hang out with because he'll just be a little bit more chill. And then I realized that my uncle just lives to piss me off. So, but it's too late because the rooms have already been done and everything's all, you know. I'll deal with it. I'm hoping to find, like, a really chill person on board that I'll, like, make friends with. And I'll be like, hey, can I stay in your room? Like,
yeah,
sleepover on a boat.
Every day.
With a new friend. Or maybe I can get laid, I don't know. Feeling adventurous.
That'd be an interesting.
That'd be the best cruise ever.
But then you're like trying to run away from them the whole time,
right? And then they're like, they're on the front of the boat playing a guitar. Yo, beautiful. What the fuck? Get out of here. It was a one-time thing. Anyway, enough of me talking about my cruise and how I will not have the potential to get laid.
Okay, maybe.
I will, I just probably, like, I'll be like, eh, not feeling it.
Yeah. Okay, so last week we kind of spent half of it talking about high school because of someone over her.
You know what?
But let's make it a little more basic and, you know.
You're a basic bitch.
Yeah, that's
true. I've never understood basic bitch.
But you say it all the time.
I don't say it a lot. I normally say it when I'm, like, making fun of people who say basic bitch a lot. I don't understand it, though. I don't understand most, like, teenage lingo now. I have no idea what
basic bitch is. What do you think that is? What do you get from that?
Did you really Snapchat me?
Did I? No. When was that? I Snapchatted you an hour ago that you haven't opened.
Oh, it was, yeah, I didn't get it till now. That's fucking
weird. What was it?
The I'm too fierce for my own good.
Oh, why did I send that to you?
Yeah, why did you tell that to me? I'm with you, you crazy whore.
But I didn't send the other one. So, I broke a spatula today.
Yeah, she went to get, like, a spoon out of the drawer, and she ended up, like, snapping it in three pieces.
I'm sorry.
Karen, tell that to your mom. No, yeah, to our podcast,
like,
people.
I mean, it was an older one, I guess, but, like, it was surprising me. It surprised me. Because I Snapchatted, and I was like, it was an accident, I swear. And then Alex wanted me to say I'm too fierce for my own good.
Hell yeah.
Alright, so since last week we talked so much about other stuff, let's talk about
theater and high school.
Yeah. Let's talk about, you know, Netflix and TV and other movies.
We're pretty much going to tell you what we like, because fuck you guys.
Well, I mean, it's more relatable to you guys, too. Like, tell us what you like.
Yeah. I mean, I guess. Whatever. I don't even think that anyone listens to this, but whatever!
We have, like, a ton of views from, like, no, and no one said that they listened to it, like, except for, like, two people.
Yeah, none
of the like, who are you?
Yeah, like, please, tell me if you enjoy it, because I really don't believe that anybody is watching
this. My Twitter is on the Podomatic site, so, like,
tweet us.
Follow me.
Don't tweet me or follow me, because I'm never on there.
You never use it.
But it's mad, at madhatter234. Aren't I awesome?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And mine is DazeDC. For everything.
For everything.
D-A-Y-S.
I have different usernames for everything. I don't know why I can't just pick one. Like, I don't know. At that time,
none of them have, like, captured your essence.
No.
I think I had the same username.
I think Green Thespian did a pretty good job.
That was pretty good. I've had the same username since my AOL account. Since I had AIM. Oh, my God.
Aren't you fancy?
Were the days.
Those were the days.
Let's start with Netflix, because a lot of people has that.
Yeah.
And, like, no one uses cable anymore.
True.
Except for me, because I like shows, but I'll still watch them on the internet if I miss them.
At my house, I have no time to watch, like, live shows. We just have, like, the DVR that we, you know.
Put everything on, all right. So, I started watching this show a while ago, like, years ago, when it first came out, and I watched the first couple episodes, or, like, the first half, and, then I stopped, but I started watching it again on Netflix, and I was like, oh my god, Alex, why have I never thought about this? I know you would love it, and it's Once Upon a Time, and it's amazing.
And, of course, she was right about it, and at first I was like, I don't know if I want to watch it, like, I don't have time to get invested in a show, and she's like, no, Alex, shut up, you're going to love this. And within the first pilot, I was hooked. I was like, yes, this is exactly what I love, because I love fairy tales, I love magic, and I love Robert Carlyle, but we're not even going to get into that right now.
Yeah.
But, so, oh my gosh.
Up for now, I mean, they do have all the way up to season 3 before, I don't know if they had it all the way up to that. I think they only had, like, season 1 or something.
No, it was up to season 3 when we started catching up, and then we got to, by the time that we caught up with it was season 4.
Well, I'm saying, like, season 3 is on Netflix, like, all the way up to season 3.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. But we're on season 4 or something like that?
We're currently on season 5.
Okay, I don't know.
season 4 was...
Yeah, I don't know what...
We've been watching this for way too long. I just can't.
We're somewhere. I mean, I don't want to look it
up
right now.
We're in the newest season. We're caught up except for one episode, so we're not caught up. We have one episode left to watch it. It's really fun, though, and it's so funny because just our expressions throughout the whole time that we're watching it,
it's just... It's so real.
It is. It's very good. It's great. I love it. And I love the actors. And I love everything about it. It's great.
Yeah.
I just love to listen to when they're being interviewed and they're talking about, like, on set, like, how embarrassing it is. Because, you know, like, they had this shot where they were in a room that was filled with fire because it was... It's kind of like limbo for people that have been under the sleeping curse. And when Prince Charming and Snow did it, apparently on set, Jennifer Goodwin and... What's his name? Oh my god.
Who?
Prince Charming. What's his name? Josh Dallas.
Yeah.
Apparently they were screaming at each other on set. The set was totally quiet, and they're just screaming at each other while standing on a disco floor.
That's funny.
It was...
I remember that.
Hilarious. I love how foolish it must seem, because most of the time, they're just behind green screens. Like, they're in front of green screens. The ground is green. Like, they only have a few actual props.
Yeah, but they still make it so real.
They still make it so real. It's crazy. I love it.
What other Netflix shows are there?
You made me watch Unbreakable. Fuck you.
I like it. I don't know if any of you guys like it. It's Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. If you like 30 Rock and that kind of thing, I mean, Tina Fey, I think, wrote it and produced it, so watch it. It's new. The whole first season is on there.
Are you promoting?
Yeah. I mean, everything we're gonna talk about.
I love Tina Fey and I love the chick who plays Kimmy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she's from The Office. I forgot her name, but yeah.
And she's from Bridesmaids. And the idea of the show was interesting, but at the time I just wasn't really in a mood for something that was that foolish.
You do have to be in a certain mood to watch certain things, like especially like this kind of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I have a wide variety of stuff on my Netflix. Like, I have animation, like, movies. Like, I have Shrek and stuff. I have Once Upon a Time, mm-hmm. stuff like that. Family Guy. It's just, like, I have to be in the right mood to watch it, you know?
Right.
Because then, they'll, you know, people have those days where they're like, I want to watch something, but I don't know what.
Right.
It's like that.
Yeah, right, right, right. Let's see. Good recommendation would be Buffy, because, I mean,
definitely.
I still need to watch a lot of it, but I know it's good.
I was one of those people that finished all 7 seasons within, like, 2 months.
Yeah, and this was before you had Netflix, right?
You had it. I had Netflix, but I had to watch it in... There's a room in my house that we call the Wii Room, because it has the Wii and the TV and, like, the kids' bookshelves and stuff. It's pretty much like the kids' playroom. And that's where I would sit, like, every day at night. Yeah, and watch, like, 3 episodes. My dad would be like, I said you could watch 1 episode. And I'm like, I am. The Wi-Fi's not working. It keeps glitching.
Yeah,
but I watch. But I would watch, like, 4 episodes a day. And, yeah, it's such a good... Mm-hmm. I was... Oh, God, I got so connected to it. It was just, ugh. And then I started watching Angel, which I also recommend, but I... Watch it's Buffy right, first, yeah. Please.
A lot of spin-offs are like, oh, it's okay.
Yeah. It's all right.
If you really like the show, then you should watch, you know, the spinoff.
Yeah.
There's an, like, I don't know if it's new, actually, but we were bored one night at a sleepover, and this movie, I mean, there's 2 of them. There's a sequel. It says it's horror. I guess it kind of is.
Not so much.
It's just a little weird and gruesome and weird.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah. It's called ABCs of Death.
It's awesome.
So what they do is they get, they give a letter to, like, a ton of different directors around the world. And they're like, okay, you gotta make, like, a little horror, a short film about this letter. So, like, if it's A,
Choose, like, arsenic or apocalypse or,
right, and make,
you
know, it about
something,
that.
Something really just simple, and you could turn it into anything. It's great.
Yeah. So, some of them are weird, really weird, especially the Japanese ones. There's nudity in a lot of them. At first, I thought, like, when we first watched the first one, we were like, are these all in Spanish? And then we realized, oh, wait, it's around the world.
The first 3 short clips, like, the short things, whatever you call them.
Yeah.
They were in Spanish, and I'm sitting here, and I know that Daisy understands it, but I'm sitting here like, fuck. Because...
I think we were all like, wait.
You were as confused as I was, but at least you could understand it.
Yeah, right.
I'm sitting here like, ah, what?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of them are in English, though, so that's good.
Yeah. And then, of course, we got to the Japanese ones, and that was just a little too much.
It was weird. Yeah, there's a lot. Like, weird
there was
stuff.
One where some chick died by farting because she, like, had a crush on her teacher, and her teacher, like, suddenly... Like, I think, like, the apocalypse was coming or something.
Yeah, and they're like...
So the student asked the teacher if she could die by the teacher farting in her face,
like,
until she
died. If I want to die by all these weird gases coming out of this volcano, I'd rather do it from your farts or something.
Yeah, so it was ridiculous. So this chick ended up dying by her teacher's farts. And but then like the teacher ended up sucking her up her butt. And then they were, like, together forever, and it was, like, the weirdest thing
I've
ever seen.
But she was, like, in her... But I don't even... It's weird.
It was the stupidest and greatest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, and of course, you know, watching it late at night, it's gonna mess with you a little.
It fucked me up even more. Yeah. I was sober as hell. Like, just imagine watching that drunk.
On her high.
Just sitting there, like,
or just
what?
In any form.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like you would feel like you're in that.
Seriously, I'd be like, whoa.
Alright, something else that's gonna fuck you up, but it's, in a sad way. And
it,
in a beautiful
it
way.
It fucked me up in a happy way, a sad way, and, like, a really weird, like, I don't know, it was too many feels.
Alright, well, we were reading this thing, and I looked it up, and I'm like, oh, wait, is this the third one, or the last one, or, because there's, like, 3 different shorts. They put them all together in this thing called It's Such a Beautiful Day, and it's about Don Hertzfeldt, but... He makes a video or, like, 3 different, like, little movies, and it's all, like, drawing, like, black and white.
It's, like, really cute, simple animation, yeah. And it goes through this character's life.
Like, but it gets a little weird as well, but not that weird. It's, like, gets a little depressing, and it's really cute, and oh my god.
Well, it's really cool. Like, I'm probably gonna spoil it a bit. It's, like, it's following this character named Billy,
mm-hmm.
who has some sort of memory problem, like dementia.
Well, he ends up getting it.
He ends up getting dementia. Right. He, you know, it's Alzheimer's, but something it's just, like it's that. So sad because then his memories start to totally
warp.
Like, warp and, like, dissolve and just destroy themselves. So then, like, you see what's going through his head, and it is the weirdest and best thing I've ever seen. Because it's such a cute
little stick figure guy.
Yeah, so, and, like, and you really get attached to him. Like, I got super attached to Billy.
Oh.
And he's, and it's just, like, it's not, like, it's super crazy good animation.
Right, it's a stick figure. That's all it is. Stick figure drawings with, like, some color in there, here and there. But you see all the emotion.
And, like, the voice is very monotone.
Oh, my God.
And, like, it stays the same. Like, somebody could say, like, Billy saw a bunch of kittens in a box. They were later run over by a car. Like, it stays the same.
It's, like, really weird humor, and the voice just makes it all much better.
I loved it. It was, like, the best kind of twisted.
If you, like, are in the mood to watch something a little heartfelt, but comedic, yet, like...
very... It's just a very twisted thing.
Yeah, not like you want to, like, just watch it, like, a simple thing. You, like, want to get into it, then you should watch
it. Like, if you have time to get emotionally and psychologically into this film, do it.
Yep.
There's not much else that I really watch on Netflix. Oh, we watched a very interesting film. It was a French indie film.
Oh, yeah.
Called Jack and the Cuckoo Clock Heart, and I watched it before I had Daisy watch it. And it's dubbed in English on Netflix.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. The animation's great. The soundtrack is great.
They're like little puppets.
Their character kind of look... Their character design kind of looks puppet-ish. But they're not puppets.
Right.
But it's kind of a mix between, like, a Tim Burton and...
Yeah.
Like, I can't really describe it. It's kind of Tim Burtonized.
Yeah.
But I like it. And it follows this boy who was born with a heart of ice, and how...
It's not very logical.
It's not logical at all. But his heart was made of ice.
It's not made of ice. It was, like, frozen or something.
Yeah, his heart was, like, it was made of ice because... Like, he froze because he was born on the coldest day on
Earth.
Yeah, and so the midwife who helped bring him into the world, I couldn't think of any other word for it, fixed his heart so that instead of it being a frozen ice cube, it's a clock.
You know, instead you could have thawed it, but...
Right? Know. Like, I was gonna, like, get like, a hairdryer and just, you know, or, you know, something like that. So, it ends up... Like, fast forwards till he's 10, and at the age of 10, and he has not left the house once until his 10th birthday.
Oh, yeah,
his mom left him.
Oh, spoiler.
And, yeah, but this whole thing is a spoiler.
It's just watch it,
I will
though.
Spoil this, because even though I tell you everything that's gonna happen,
it's still different. Watch it.
Yeah. His mom ended up leaving him the day after he was born, and... So the midwife ended up raising him.
It was like, you can't, like, I don't remember the three, there's like three rules, but like the third one is you cannot fall in love.
The first two rules were don't touch the hands of your heart.
Right.
Because you could like accidentally like wind yourself up or like, you know, accidentally break something.
Yeah.
The second one was control your temper, because if he got too angry, like, you know, it's the whole thing with all the three rules is that his heart is very fragile, like his clock heart is very fragile, and it can't handle
too much pressure, too much emotion, yeah,
because it's not a real heart.
So, you know, what better thing to do than to lock him up and never see anything? So when he does go out, you know, everything is exciting, yeah. Everything is crazy.
When he goes out for the first time, it's like fucking shenanigans, yeah, everywhere. He's like running and he's talking to people and he's like looking at new stuff and all,
right,
this, and he ends up falling in love with a girl that he meets who's playing a barrel organ.
He's 10.
In the village, yeah. It's like a village sort of little city.
Yeah, it's cute.
It's in Edinburgh,
yeah,
which I believe is a place in Scotland, actually.
Something, yeah. I mean,
even though only one character actually had a Scottish accent, yeah, which amused me.
Aww.
But, so he ends up falling in love when he's 10.
And they, of course, it's kind of like a musical thing.
It's musical-ish, but some of these lines are very strange.
Oh, my God.
Like, Jack, when he's singing to this girl, because the girl's singing and he joins in, one of the lines is, "Let me grab your clothes with my teeth and rip them into confetti." Bitch, you're 10.
Right.
How do you know this?
I'm like, okay, yeah, you're, you know, French film, they're a little more, like, you know, out there, but, like, the whole movie could have been better if they were aged, like, 14 or 15.
Seriously, because then...
Because then it would make sense.
Yeah, so then he falls in love with this girl, and he almost destroys his heart or whatever, and, you know, the midwife who's taking care of him is like, no, you can't do that, God, what did I tell you?
For some reason, like, the cops end up coming out, I don't remember,
yeah,
and, like, he has to, like, run away.
Yeah, because he ends up trying to go to school because he saw that she was wearing a school uniform, so he tried to go to the school, and then she ended up leaving. She left Edinburgh before he got to school, and he ended up being, like, mercilessly bullied throughout, like, from ages 10 to 14.
If this was a real thing and someone had a clock, what better than the bullies hitting it and tapping it and messing with
like,
it?
Like, these,
oh my God, you're like, actually messing with someone's health.
Like, you can see, like, these kids, they, like, opened up the clock. Like,
it's a cuckoo clock?
Like, the clock face? Yeah, it's a cuckoo clock. So they opened it and they were, like, playing with the gears and, like, rewinding him. And it's like, do you understand that you're killing this poor kid? Like, at the age of 10, like, they're, like, basically trying to murder him. So, then, at the age of 14, he ends up getting into a fight with this dude named Joe, who is the guy who bullied him the whole time. I've seen it four times. And, see, once I see a film that I enjoy, I will watch it again, or I'll just play it while I'm working on something. But so this guy named Joe, who is, like, 7 feet tall.
He looks like he's 20.
He looks like he should be a teacher. When I first saw this, I thought he was a teacher and not a student, because he's, like, 7 feet tall, he looks old as hell.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know where the hell you came from, good sir, but, like, this is a school of, like, 10-year-olds.
Right. They're all super small, like,
they're all so tiny, like, little nuggets compared to this guy. But, so, they end up getting in a fight, Joe and Jack end up getting in a fight, and they end up, like, scuffling really bad, and Jack ends up poking the cuckoo clock. It's a little bird, so it's, like, really sharp and pointy. Ends up poking his fucking eye out with the cuckoo clock.
So he's like, oh no, I gotta run. See, they're gonna come after me. I killed him.
Yeah.
He killed him.
The line that he said is, I killed him. I need to get out of town. Like, what?
Yeah,
he gouged his fucking eye out.
But, oh yeah, right, because he gets, like, a eye patch. But, like, he went back and, like, you could tell he was fine. Like,
he
like,
wasn't alive. Fine. He like, was, like, stumbling around.
But he's alive.
He wasn't dead, but he wasn't okay.
Right.
He just had his eye gouged out by a fucking clock.
Right. Like, and so he's like, oh, no, I killed him. I gotta go.
Yeah. Well, obviously, he knows the smart thing. He didn't stick around to see how Joe was. Like, he was like, nope. So he ended up fleeing from Edinburgh.
And he's like, wait a minute. I'm gonna go find this girl. Because she's in, you know, a different town.
She was in a totally different country.
Yeah.
Because,
you know, I mean, you could just take a train and...
Because why the fuck not? Yeah. So, he ends up, like, almost breaking down because he didn't keep his temper when he was fighting Joe. He ends up going to France.
Yeah.
Trying to escape. And he ends up somehow meeting Jack the Ripper while he's on a train.
All right, this is ridiculous. Because pretty much, he's on the train, and, you know, all of a sudden there's, like, you know, a cameo appearance of Jack the Ripper in the song. Which you would think that, you know, he would continue in the movie somehow, or, like...
Well, and I watched it over again. Turns out that you can see Jack the Ripper making multiple cameo appearances as Jack with the cuckoo clock heart ends up, like, walking around through town. Like,
so, like, he's just randomly in town, and he's just watching him? That's really creepy.
He keeps, like, watching him, so I think that he was, like, actually following him.
Oh!
But what I thought is because the main character's name is Jack.
It? Right.
And he was being followed by Jack the Ripper.
We were like, is this, like, some sort of, like, thing?
Like, foreshadowing? Yeah. Like, are you going to become Jack the Ripper because you can't love?
Right. Like, what's going on here? Apparently that didn't happen.
Yeah, apparently Jack the Ripper was just chasing him through a train.
For, like, you know, 5 minutes.
Yeah, while singing. He's like, I'm on a train, I'm going to kill you! And so then he gets... You know, I don't know how Jack the Ripper ends up leaving the train. He ends up, and then Jack, with the clock heart, ends up meeting a French guy. They end up traveling to Spain to find this chick, this girl that he fell in love with.
In a circus.
And her name is Miss Acacia. She's in, like, a freak show kind of thing because she grows thorns whenever she gets scared or worried. Yeah. Turns out she also grows flowers around her when she's, like, happy or excited, you know, whatever. And I enjoyed this because there was a Spanish bit where Miss Acacia now sings in Spanish.
Yeah.
And you're sitting here and you're like, she's saying rose. This is a rose. Like, you're sitting here, like, translating for me.
She's just, it was an interesting song. And some points I couldn't even tell. Like, it was, like, gibberish but beautiful, but what?
It sounded all right. It was kind of weird. But they called her a flamenco dancer and she never danced. She never danced. All she did was sing in Spanish. Like, France, is this what you think a flamenco dancer is?
Like, right, like, she twirls around a couple times while she sings? Okay.
So, Jack ends up, and this chick is kind of blind, by the way. She's, like, legally blind. I totally forgot to mention that. This chick is, like, legally blind, but she never wants to wear her glasses.
Right.
So, you know, Jack ends up seeing her, and then trying to fall in love with her, and he's trying to make her love the new him and not the old right. him.
Right, but she's like, I can't love you. I'm in love with this guy I met, like, a couple years ago. I probably wouldn't even know him if I saw him again, because, I only saw him one time and I sang with him. But, you know, you look really cute and a lot like him.
Yeah, and both of them, well, she didn't say he looked cute because she can't see shit.
Oh, yeah.
But she's like, oh, you remind me of him, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Even though she met him for 2 minutes when she was 10, and now they're 14, and then Jack thinks that she fell in love with Joe, because they were both in Edinburgh, and...
He's like, oh, it's obviously this other guy, because, you know, yeah. there was this little postcard that, you know, he sent to her, or she
yeah,
sent
she,
to him.
Yeah, she sends him annual happy birthday cards.
Right.
To Joe, not to Jack.
Because, you know, niceness.
Yeah, it's cute. So, then this whole time, you know, he's trying to, like, show her that he's someone else, and blah, blah, blah. Because, you know, it's that stereotypical, mm-hmm. I'm not the old me, I'm afraid she won't like the new me, you know, blah, blah, blah.
But yet she fell in love with the old
exactly.
you.
Exactly, so he ended up telling her that it was him that she fell in love with, so they end up planning on running away together. Joe comes to Spain, which
somehow.
Is really random. He just, like, you see, like, a coach, like like a horseless carriage just
yeah.
traveling to Spain.
And he shows up and he's like, he is horrible. He gouged my eye out. Oh my god, he's such a bully. Even though the other guy...
Exactly. He tried to push it all onto Jack.
And
so,
she's like, no, he wouldn't do that. Oh my god.
He wouldn't hurt a fly. Yeah. So then Miss Acacia leaves with Joe. And for Jack, it's like way too much because he's not supposed to fall in love. So just imagine like the jealousy that you feel. So she left with Joe, and then...
He gets electrocuted!
He gets electrocuted for no reason! Like, he gets really pissed, and he's you know, and this is right before Acacia leaves, and Acacia was like, oh, you're trying to make me a murderer? You want me to kill you because you're not supposed to fall in love, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And they ended up...
It's not all about you, girl.
Right? And then they end up getting, like, into a really, really bad argument, and all of a sudden... Like a lightning bolt strikes,
yeah.
a lightning bolt strikes and just smacks Jack, but nothing happens.
Well, like right after, he just looks sad.
Exactly. Like nothing. He was not caused any harm.
I guess nothing can kill you unless heartbreak.
Right.
Other than that,
Jack the Ripper can't kill you. A lightning bolt can't kill you, but she will.
Oh my god.
So. Then,
and, like, no one noticed? Like, no one
right.
went outside?
So
was,
then,
are you okay?
So then he ends up being a dumbass and giving, and he gave her the key to his heart.
Uh-huh.
Like the wind-up
like
key.
Like a real key.
Like, way to be a stupid bitch.
Like you don't have a copy to that.
Yeah, if you do that, you should have a spare key.
Yeah, just give all the, yeah, that'll be the new, like, fuckboy. Like, here's my key to my heart.
Right.
I have, like, 100 copies.
Exactly. So, it was so stupid because then, so Acacia leaves with Joe. And Jack is feeling all of this heartbreak, and he ends up, like, his clock ends up, like, starting to break down, so he tries to go back to Edinburgh.
Yeah.
So that the midwife can fix him again, and turns out the midwife went to jail because Jack left town, and, like,
all
the
right.
cops knew that she was helping him, so she ended up dying a few days, like, after 2 days of being in jail, she ended up dying of a broken heart. Oh, you know. So then he goes to Edinburgh, and the whole point of him
kill him.
The whole point of him not falling in love is that he would turn back into, quote, the ice cube that he was before because he was born on the coldest day on Earth, so his heart was frozen, and he like almost turned into like a human ice popsicle, whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
So he ends up going to Edinburgh, and he learns that the midwife is dead. So Acacia realizes that she has the key to Jack's heart and that he's probably gonna die, so she somehow makes her way to Edinburgh.
Because everyone knows where everyone
Because, yeah, because she's like, oh, well, he must be here. So she ends up finding him.
Oh, and this is, like, old-time, kind of?
This is pretty old-time, so it's, like, carriages and cloaks and
yeah.
stuff like that. And so it's in 18... The story begins when they were 10 in 1882.
Okay.
So it's sometime around 1880s, 1890s.
Yeah.
So she ends up finding him as he's laying on the midwife's grave, like on top of her grave.
Like
so overdramatic. But this is the best ending ever because she ends up trying to wind his heart up, and he's like, no, and he throws the key into the snow so nobody can find it. And then he ends
up... This is like a Romeo and Juliet kind of thing.
It was so fucking weird. Like, this was not the ending I was expecting at all. He ended up being like, no, it's only my fault. Like, I made that mistake. So then he kisses her, and the whole thing that the midwife warned was that if you fall in love with her, if you kiss someone, you could just die.
Right.
Like your heart would just stop.
Oh, no.
So he kisses her. And at first I didn't realize what was happening, but then I realized that he had died because time just froze. Like, even the snowflakes in the air had frozen. And it, like, frozen in place. Like, just stopped. The camera was panning out, and, like, Acacia was, like, frozen in place. Like, she as if, like, time paused.
Right.
And then the snowflakes were paused in place, you know, whatever. So he just climbs up the fucking snowflakes until you can't see him anymore. Apparently he died. But nobody realizes, like, excuse me, where the fuck's your body going? Like, I would enjoy...
Earlier in the movie, he had, like, this weird out-of-body experience, so he had, like, an outline of him in blue come out.
Yeah, where...
Don't you think that's what would have happened?
This is when, like, he had, like, this whole out-of-body experience when he first saw Acacia again.
Oh, right.
And, like, I agree with Daisy, like, wouldn't you think that that would happen after
instead
he
of,
died?
Instead of everything being paused and him just getting up and walking away on,
like,
the snowflakes.
Like, he's, like, getting up like nothing happened. He's, like, climbing snowflakes like it's rock climbing.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell are you doing? First of all, snowflakes aren't that big. They made these snowflakes look like cotton balls.
Yeah.
Like, it was ridiculous. And then the movie just ends.
It just stops.
That's it.
That's it.
That's all there is.
I mean...
And I'm just sitting here like, what the fuck?
I guess he died? I mean, is this an interpretation of heaven?
When I first saw this, I saw the ending and I just sat there for a little bit just watching the credits and I'm like, Daisy would laugh her ass off. So I showed Daisy, but then I keep watching it because the music's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean...
But then it's just so foolish.
It's ridiculous.
It's absolutely ridiculous. Like... I just can't even. Like, the animation's great. The music is great.
Yeah.
It's great, but the story is just so fucked.
And I need to watch it in French because Alex ended up watching it, and she said, like, the English version's a little, like, the sound's better.
Yeah, like, the English, like, the voices sound a lot better.
Yeah.
I mean, besides the fact that they have no accents. They all sound British,
and
even though they're
why?
Supposed to be from Edinburgh.
Right. You know why? You know, they... The songs have weird lyrics and stuff.
Because it's in French.
No, but it's a French band, okay? It's named D something. And what ends up happening is that they are the ones that wrote, like, they wrote, like a book kind of thing with all these lyrics. And then they made it into a movie.
Yeah.
So, like, there's this part in, like, that they kind of, like, show up and you can tell that, like, it's their band playing or whatever, and it's weird. I'm like, I feel like this could have been better if there was a different writing.
Yeah.
A little bit.
It was just, it was very strange. I mean, hearing the French version, it just sounded like the mics weren't functioning properly. Like, it just sounded very
so
bare.
It sounded like it was, like, the English would have been the normal one, and then
yeah.
It would have been subtitled with audio, like...
Yeah, I felt like it was, I mean, except for the, because you can see the animations, their mouths when they spoke, it was obviously in a different language.
Because when we watched it in, like, English, we're like, wait a minute, is this supposed to be in French? And we noticed that, you know, it was.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, Daisy noticed that because I don't know the difference of languages or anything, but she studied French in high school, so
but
she knew all that.
Yeah,
but you could see that there was obviously, like, they weren't saying the right words. I mean, it wasn't like, you know, Japan or China where they're like, hello, hello, and then their mouths keep moving for 5 more minutes. Like, it wasn't that.
Right. Yeah, it just looked weird.
It just...
And this is, like, supposed to be for kids or something?
Yeah, it's supposed to be... It's like a PG or a G movie.
Yeah.
I don't remember. This is not for children at all.
Movies for ages 11 or 12.
No.
Like, musicals, kids' music, children, family movies.
No.
That is movies based on
definitely not
books.
A family movie. No, definitely not. I mean, I could see, like, if you cut some bits out, I could see why you would make a child movie.
I can see it because, you know, when you're older and you watch, like, a kid's movie and you're like, oh.
And you're like, oh. But see, they're not that subtle about it.
They're not that subtle, which is why, because it's in French, because at that point, you know, everyone knows everything.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
It fucked me up.
If you want, you know, I mean, enough with that. I'm sorry you ruined
yeah,
it.
Yeah, sorry. I really wanted to just tell that story because
well,
I had to get
that out of
my system.
Well, we found it entertaining. If not, you know, just fast forward.
Yeah, right.
To here. But if you want something on Netflix that's, like, a little, like, sitcom-y and, like, not as weird, there's this thing called BoJack Horseman.
Blech. I haven't seen it yet, so I don't know why I'm blaching, but...
I really like it. I feel like you would like it.
I feel like I'm never in the mood to watch any of that foolishness.
I know. It's, you know, it's animated, and it's about, like, this, this horse that had, like, his own sitcom in the 90s. And, you know, 20 years later, he's just, like, a washed-up guy, you know, like, living in L.A., I think. This whole thing is about, like, humans and animals can, like, live in the same, like, thing.
And I, you know, Daisy said I haven't seen it yet. Just because I've never been in the mood for it, but...
It's, like, a sitcom, and it has, like, I don't even know who's in it. Will Arnett, you know, Aaron Paul people, you know, they voice him, and, you know, he has, like, a relationship with his cat, which is also his agent. I don't know. It's kind of funny. Just watch the first episode and see what you think about it. Well, anything else on Netflix that we should talk about first?
I don't really think so. I think we covered it.
I don't know. Orange is the New Black, I mean, everyone talks about it.
Yeah.
Salem is good if you like...
I saw a trailer you for saw it, it on TV. Did I saw you a like trailer it? For it.
It's probably, like, the trailer ooh! For the second season.
Yeah, yeah. Seen the no, first yeah, one. Second season.
I told you
season.
You would like it.
I know. I'm sorry. It. I'm, like, too invested in once. I'm, like, yeah. still crying myself
we'll
to
start watching it. It gets a little dry at some points, which is why I kind of stopped it. But, like, I know it's good, so I should kind of keep watching it. They put it on Netflix.
That's how Angel is. Sorry. Yeah. It's, like, it's really good, and then it, like, just suddenly stops. And then yeah. it's really good.
And they talk about, like, it's kind of like the Salem witch trial kind of things about real witches and not, and, you know, like, their town. And the town, it's about the town of Salem.
And if there's a subject that I really love, it is supernatural mm-hmm. magicness.
Like Firefly, not really supernatural, but...
It's semi-supernatural.
There's another thing called Firefly. It's kind of like a cult TV thing oh, that God, everyone so loved, good. Like, a while ago.
It's
like
only 14
ago.
Episodes.
Yeah.
It's created by Joss Whedon.
Right.
Who did Buffy and Angel, you know, all that stuff.
All that, yeah.
He directed The Avengers, you know, stuff like that. And I watched it. I watched the 14 episodes, all that. Oh, I watched it 7 times before I showed it to Daisy.
It was made in 2002, so it's, like, a little old, but, like, they're trying to do things from 500 years in the future.
And I think it's pretty decent.
It's pretty cool. And they, like, you know, have this, like, thing about how they think Mandarin is kind of, like, going to be, like, their second normal language.
Yeah.
Like, universally, like, known.
That's like, Joss's, like, his prediction is that...
Yeah.
Because, you know, everyone's saying that Chinese is going to be, like, the new Spanish, you know, whatever.
But, like, it's much harder to learn, so, like, nah.
It is. It's very hard to learn if if it wasn't your first language or you weren't brought up, like,
right,
having
so
it your second
language.
Right,
that would be, like,
life.
The universal.
I've learned a few yeah. phrases, but I'm not going to... I no.
Yeah,
I,
it's
I
definitely
going to
be Spanish, but, Yeah. I feel like. They also have, like, their own slang that they would use at, like, then. Like,
yeah.
now, then,
they,
later.
Like, for example, they say goram, which means goddamn. So okay. it's not that different, but they say stuff like that. They call,
When you watch it, you're, like, into, like, the lingo there.
Yeah.
And then when you don't, you're like,
oh, I'm very into it. You've seen me get into, like, the...
Yeah.
The slang and stuff.
Okay.
Yes.
There's this thing... I've gone on the website, like, for, like, a second, but I haven't scrolled through it.
I refuse to go on the website.
And, you know, like, I don't know if you guys know, like, the whole Slender Man was, like, made with, like, marble hornets and, like...
Urban legends.
And, like, what's the other thing? Like, creepypasta and stuff like that has, like, really weird, like, stories.
Like, urban legend sort of shit?
Yeah, this is kind of the same thing, except it's, like, real-time now
kind of. It's, like, real-time kind of murdery-ish more.
Yeah, so you go on this thing called darknet.com.
Ugh, don't do it.
Don't do it, unless you want to. Watch the show first. But pretty much what happens is, they, like, post a bunch of, like, anonymous videos or, like, comments or pictures. And it's like, oh my god, look what's happening here. And, you know, people comment on it. It's really weird. But they made a show about it in 2013.
These are videos of people killing other people.
Right. I mean, obviously in the TV shows, it's, like, a TV show. But, like,
yeah.
It's kind of, like, in the sense of, you know, based off of that website.
Yeah.
There's a show. And, there's only 6 episodes. And
but
I think they made
so
a movie. I think they made a movie too.
Yeah.
But they're really good.
They're very interesting, and each
it actually connects. They all connect.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
All of the stories connect. Like
there's like plot twists, and I'm like, oh my god,
oh,
this
yeah.
person from like the first episode is actually this person. And
exactly.
That.
All of it is connected, and it's great. Even though there's only 6 episodes, like I would watch it 7 times, just like I did
it's
for
so
Firefly.
Good.
It's so good. See, and what I hate about watching shows, because when I watch a show, I don't just get, like, emotionally invested in it. I get psychologically invested in it. So, like, with Firefly, I learned the slang. I started speaking, like, Chinese, like, slang terms and stuff like that, and Daisy noticed it. When I watched Buffy, I got, like, really pumped. that there was, like, supernatural stuff going on, and, like, I just behave like the characters that I see. It's, like, a really weird, like, chameleon sort of thing. That's what people say, is that I have, like, this really weird, like, chameleon adaption sort of thing going on.
Yeah.
That I just automatically twist whatever I'm doing or watching. Yeah. And it just, it's, I keep doing, like, the hand gesture for, like, adapting.
Flick of the wrist.
Like, flick of the wrist. But it just, it's so weird. So when I watch Darknet, I'm like, shit, I really don't want to, like, get
it's
it freaky.
So good, though. Oh my
it's
god.
It's so good, though.
So, like, watch it. Watch, like, the first episode if you want to get to know, like, how the website is. I haven't been on it, but I kind of want to
I don't suggest
it.
Going on the website, but that's because I'm a wuss. But I can't force you to
All right, anything that's not on Netflix, TV show-wise right now. I know
I watch Bar Rescue and SNL, but yeah. That's not really much. Bar Rescue, I enjoy. I think I've learned so much.
I watch,
much
like,
from...
Food Network, HGTV, like, yeah. I like those kind of shows.
I mean, I've been watching Bar Rescue with my mom for a while when she started bartending, so she, you know, she wanted to learn a bunch of stuff and all that. And she loves bartending because she loves meeting new people and, you know, making people happy, so... And we love it so much because the host of the show, John Taffer, he reminds me of my grandpa because he takes nobody's shit. He's like, this is why you're a fucking failure! Like, it's great.
It's like Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah, it's like Gordon Ramsay, but with bars. It's great.
I kind of want to watch that.
Oh my gosh, you should. It's great.
Oh my god.
And then,
anyone?
Yeah,
all right. Anyone that has DirecTV, even if you don't, you can probably find it on, you know, one of those sites that, you know, you shouldn't be really on to watch TV shows, but, like, you do it anyways. It's called Billy and Billy. Have you not seen this?
No.
Oh my god, you need to watch the trailer. Oh, you can watch it because I have, like, the DirecTV, like, account thing. But I'll show it to you in a second. But let me, you know, a brief thing about it. It's this guy named Billy and a girl named Billy with an IE at the end. Okay. They're steps siblings. They kind of, like, didn't like each other for, like, a couple years. And then they got, they, like, started talking to each other again during, like, their parents', like, vow renewal kind of thing, right?
Okay.
And they kind of... You know, I mean, they're step-siblings.
Oh, God, they dig each other?
Yeah.
Ew!
They start, like, maybe wanting a relationship together. And it's such a good show. It's like an indie-ish kind of thing. But, like, you need to watch it. Oh, my God. Okay, we're gonna pause this.
I don't think that
I... Let's just watch it. Let's,
Actually, I said that I watched SNL a few seconds ago. One of my best ideas I've ever had, though, is because I'm a very... I love Halloween so much. So much. Like, there's nothing better than Halloween. And this year, I decided that for Halloween, even though I'm going to be 19 years old, I'm going to dress up as Baby Hands from SNL.
Oh my god, yeah.
I don't know her actual name.
Kristen Wiig.
Well, it's...
But,
it's
like, I don't know what the...
It's... The character is played by Kristen Wiig, but her name is, like, Denise, but it's, like, Dunice.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's Dunice.
Look up Baby Hands skit, like, SNL.
Yeah, Baby Hands SNL. And it is the best thing I've ever seen, and I've been loving Baby Hands since I was in, like, junior high, but I never thought, like, I was so embarrassed by the idea of doing something foolish for Halloween. But you know what? Fuck that. It's gonna be the greatest thing ever. So, I can't wait for that.
All right.
Anyway.
So,
now I have to watch this trailer.
So Alex is just making up, like, the what face?
What the fuck is that?
It's such a good show.
I loved how that was just going from, oh, your name's Billy, too. Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? Sex. Well, all right.
Well, okay, so, I mean, it started, like, 3 weeks ago. They still haven't told anyone about it, like, the characters in the show. So, like, that's where they're at. But what do you think? I mean, that's really short. That doesn't even explain anything.
Probably well, my first
one.
Thought is, what the fuck is that? I don't know. I'm not really one for... I mean, I'm not... I'm gonna say I'm not one for incest because, you know, whatever, but obviously
it's a fine line because it's, like, not...
They're not related, but they are, but they're not... Yeah, I know. All that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, it just... I don't know. It doesn't seem that interesting to me. I'm not, like, too... Like, oh, that looks so great!
I know. It's weird because I've seen so many trailers of it.
Yeah.
But, like, if you watch it, it's pretty good.
I'm good.
Yeah, I don't know.
Don't play another one. I'm fine.
I have, like, a... In my calendar, like, have when the shows, like, play that I watch and stuff.
Yeah.
So, let's see. Oh, my God. The Royals is a good show.
But we'll never be royals.
It just started. It was, it started on E!, it has to do with, like, the royal family and, you know, their drama. Oh, yeah, don't get in there. Sorry.
I opened a lipstick. It's nothing dirty.
And it was really, it's smudged and it, like, got messed up.
Oh, I can tell.
Yeah.
Anyway, keep telling me about the royals.
So, it has to do with the royal family, and, like, they have a lot of, like, you would like some of the characters in it, yeah. Alex.
What I really liked is Downton Abbey.
I still have to watch that.
I've only watched a few episodes because my theater teacher was like, oh, you have to watch it.
Really?
Yeah. He loves it.
And I think you told me about
that. And I love Maggie Smith, so why not?
Oh, right. Who doesn't?
Right? If you don't love Maggie Smith, I might be upset with you.
Yeah.
And by might means I'm going to hire a hitman to kill you.
Okay, I need you to watch. That escalated
really quickly.
Why? Okay, so...
That seems semi-interesting.
Yeah, I mean, you know, yeah. So Alex just made the best comment ever. She said that the uncle in the Royals is like a Scar. Like, you had...
Yeah, like a Scar character, yeah.
And I'm like, kind of spoiler, but he kind of, like, in the first episode, so I don't know if it's that much of a spoiler.
Does he kill his brother?
He tries to. Like,
oh!
Okay, so the dad...
Why do you accidentally try to kill someone?
Let me explain. So the dad's like, I want to take away the monarchy. I don't want there to be anything. And, like, there was... So you want us to be, like, Americans? Oh, my God. But, like, well, they want to take away the
they're
whole,
doing
like,
better than us.
The
so.
Whole royalty, everything. They want to get... He wants to get rid of it. But, so, this is all about, like, this, you know, prince. He's about to be king because, you know, his older brother died. So now it's up to him to become king when he didn't think he was going to be. Hmm. And, you know, all about, like, you know, the paparazzi and shit.
That's interesting.
It's really cool. But, yeah, what ends up happening is they're, like, hunting or whatever. And... Shoots him right back. Oh, I'm sorry. Like, did he do that to scare him? Or, like, was he trying to kill him? That's the question.
Or maybe it was, like, a real accent, but you never know.
Yeah, but he's so...
It's long live the king!
Right. All right, so another show that I really like is Bates Motel.
Good God, we're talking so much about TV shows.
I know, that's what this whole thing is about.
Oh, God. Again, another show I haven't seen.
Yeah, it's really good.
Not so interested.
If you guys haven't seen Psycho, like, the original, like, old movie, it's so, like, this is, it's just great because it's so much about
Lindsay
this.
Lindsay Mendez, on her last episode of Fly Girl, had Kathy, her dresser, do, like, a little version of Psycho. So, yeah, she had, like a plastic knife, and she went to the shower, and Lindsay's just sitting in the shower, and then when she stabs, you know, Lindsay, she takes a handful of her green makeup, and she, like, squishes it into the drain, that's and cool. I'm like, yes!
That's funny.
Thank you, but it was, like, really Psycho-ish. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it has to do with, like, the guy from Psycho, Norman, and, like, how he was before, you know, he, like, killed his mom and stuff, but, like, it takes place in today. It's like, so him now.
So you're telling me that he's a time traveler?
Guess, I don't know.
Doctor Who strikes again!
There's a show, Jane the Virgin. I don't know if I told you about it, but you never watched it.
No, I haven't watched it. It seems like it's too much.
Again, it is crazy.
I keep watching trailers, and I'm
there's
like,
there's too much to watch, I know.
Like, I can't. Yeah. I like sticking
I'll watch it
with
when the
my
season's over.
I like sticking with once, and... Once. That's pretty much it.
That's all you can handle right now.
That's all I can handle right now.
But it has to do with this girl that was artificially inseminated by accident.
Again, how do you do that?
Let me just
let me just do a pap smear.
She had a really messed up moment. She was not okay. But then she was like, you ready for your thing? And, you know, she was, the other girl didn't hear her for a second, but she's like, yeah. Even though she met, like... Are you ready to, like, get this baby in you or whatever? And she said, yeah, even though she was just going there for, like, a normal, like, routine checkup.
Yeah.
Turns out that the gynecologist is the sister of the guy's sperm.
That's fucked up.
So, that happens.
Wouldn't that be weird to have your brother's sperm, like, near you? Like,
she didn't know.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, but it was apparently, like, the wife of the guy was trying to get herself pregnant before he wanted to leave her or whatever.
Anyway. So he did it for the wrong person. She did it for the wrong person.
Yeah. Like, on accident, because she thought it was her appointment. But she was like, oh, sorry, I'm running late, even though she's in a different room that
God,
she should have been into.
So fucked up.
Yeah. Let's see, what
I
else
think that just
watch?
Sounds completely ludicrous.
It's crazy. Better Call Saul, it's okay. It's, again, like a spin-off of Breaking Bad, which they're okay. But you gotta watch Breaking Bad
first.
I
haven't seen Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
I've seen episodes of Breaking Bad, but not all together.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
It looks good. I haven't seen it.
So good.
I have all of it on DVR. I've recorded all of it on DVR.
Oh,
Netflix too?
Yeah. Oh my God. Ah! I love it. Just S.H.I.E.L.D., you know, the Avengers. Watch it.
I'm going to keep saying this throughout the entire podcast. I do not have enough emotional space. There is not enough.
Know.
There is not enough storage.
Somehow I
in
can
my
divide
body
it. I can do it. It's crazy.
That's
and there's this show called, Oh, it's so good. I don't remember. All right, Finding Carter's coming back on Tuesday. It's about this girl that got kidnapped when she was little, so, like, her whole life is a lie. Like, this isn't even your real name.
Seems interesting.
Yeah. Catfish. You guys know what Catfish is.
Fuck that.
Why?
It's so stupid.
Because it's the same thing every... Like, how do people not know you're getting catfished anymore?
Exactly.
That's what's kind of dumb about it, but it's kind of cool, like, what people end up, you know.
Like, SNL is making really hardcore jokes at...
Yeah, they are. The one we watched with, who was it? Adam Levine. He's like, hi, I'm Neve. It's all about me.
Exactly.
Archer? You don't like Archer?
Haven't seen it. I can't say I don't like it.
Okay, but your little sister watches it. It's crazy. It's like TVMA.
Well, my little sister
is... And it's animated, you know. It's pretty funny. I don't know. It has to do with people...
My little sister gets to watch whatever she
wants. Has to do with, like, the CIA kind of spinoff part, like, group called ISIS. Not that ISIS. It's not the same one.
It's a different ISIS.
I just found it ironic, but, you know.
We named our group ISIS before you.
Oh,
shots fired!
Oh, no, don't say that!
Oh, not shots fired! Damn it. God damn it.
Not like that.
Everything I say
is just wrong.
It's just wrong. Shut up, Alex.
I don't know. We'll talk about music later, because I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not talking about
it. Fandoms!
I mean, I don't stay too crazy with the fandoms. I mean, my fandom, Brony fandom. I mean, I suppose we're in the Once fandom.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I see stuff on YouTube, I subscribe to people who make fan animations for Brownies, stuff like that. I wouldn't count myself, like, extremely in the fandom, so I don't think that there are much updates with that.
You just watch, like, YouTube videos and stuff. You're not like...
Season 5 is coming out in April, I believe. April 19th, if I'm right, definitely. Yeah. I mean, I'll probably watch it, like, on YouTube or something like that once people start uploading it. Once upon a time, everyone's just freaking about season 5 or 4, I don't remember which one it is, the most recent season, because
it's crazy.
Shit is going down.
Everything's getting crazy.
So,
random, I don't know why our friend was invested in this a while ago, but she was talking about One Direction. Remember? I don't remember what she said.
I refuse to talk about this. No.
I'm not a hardcore person that's gonna cry.
No. I refuse to talk about this. Everyone is talking about this. Yeah. Yes, I know what happened.
Did you see Kevin Hart talk about it?
No, I don't give a fuck.
Zayn left.
Nobody gives a shit! God damn it, stop! Everybody talks about it. You're in too many.
I'm in Doctor Who, but, like, I'm not too much into it. Because I haven't caught up to it at all.
You're definitely in the Bates.
Bates
fandom.
But, like, I don't really follow, like, the many accounts for it.
I really love it when fandoms have, like, certain names for themselves. Like, obviously, bronies is a pretty simple term, but I really like Movians. Like potheads.
Yeah, potheads. Potterheads sometimes.
Well, potheads, but when people don't want to sound like druggies, they say potterheads.
Right.
Yeah, like the Whovians. I enjoy all that. It's fun. I like that people get really creative with it.
Right.
I mean, we're called Oncers, although I think that's pretty stupid.
Are we called Oncers?
We're called Oncers.
Oh.
Like, even the actors call us Oncers.
Okay.
Although, what I love is ship names, but we can get to that in a totally different episode.
We'll just do shipping.
Shipping everywhere. Our ships and ships everywhere.
I mean, most of you should know what shipping is.
If you don't, we'll explain it, because I didn't at first either.
Yeah, you were just like, these people!
We have to go!
We have to stop it. We have to, like, end it.
I know. Figure out how to end it.
We have to talk in it.
I will fucking kill you.
Alright, bye!
We have to go because I have to babysit.
Bye.
Bye! I love you all. Just kidding.